Welcome to Diaries of a Data Scientist, our podcast in which we share about what's important to break into data science, provide valuable insights also for senior data scientists, and invite interesting guests from different data science areas. We're Yasmin and Kate, we're both data scientists and mentors working in industry, and we are sharing here our thoughts and experiences. Let's go!
This is Diaries of a Data Scientist and Yasmin and Kate on the line. So this is our seventh episode, and I guess this is our the first one in 2024. And honestly, I'm really delighted about the topic that we're going to cover today because we prepared something really interesting for the first month of 2024. And also what I think it's a very, you know, nice and smart and thought through transition from one of our latest episodes, which what I guess it was number 5, where we were talking about how to balance full-time job, being motivated to learn constantly, and also having life. And I guess at the very end, we were talking about our personal tips for you. Your side, Yasmin, you were talking about importance of routine. I was more into goal settings. And today we're going to cover really three interesting topics. So the first one is going to be how to actually set up the goals for the entire year and why is that important in the data science field. The second part, we're going to cover a little bit of the resilience and consistency topics. And the third part, we're going to share our learning paths. So what do you think? I think it sounds really awesome.
I'm excited.
Yes. So maybe we can start by really thinking and discussing why is that so important to have the goals for the entire year? What would you say?
Yeah, so honestly, I think, of course, right now the time at the beginning of a year seems like the perfect time for it, but also don't let this stop you and setting the goals also at any other time during the year, right? So if you're feeling motivated and it's summer, go and set your goals for the remaining time in the year and so on. So it's not like you can only do this in January, right? But I think it's very important because some of the learning goals in data science, they will need time to achieve them. So you do have to consistently work on them over a couple of months. So you do need to have a plan in mind, right? It's not like... It is done with 2-3 hours that you can achieve like on a day or in a week, but you really have to have consistency in order to, for example, break into data science and reskill from a completely different career. Some people even participate in so-called boot camps, which also then last between 3 and 6 months, right? That's also then a very structured way of learning things. But if you want to do it on your own, you need to have a schedule and you need to have goals.
Yeah, you need to have a plan. I also thought about hackathons and also thought about datathons. This is something that we have in Data and AI Academy in BSF, right? It's pretty interesting. And in the data science part, so I'm just trying to understand how you're doing that. Are you more, put things into different spheres of the data science part, or how is that working for you? And then I will share my story.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so for me, this is like really sitting down and mapping out where do I want to be maybe in half a year and in 1 year, and then say kind of aligned with very popular project management structures, breaking this down into smaller chunks, time boxing that. And there are a couple of helpful concepts, of course, that you can look into, right? So in our pre-discussion, we already talked a little bit about SMART goals, for example, right? That goals should be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely or like time-boxed. And that is, of course, a very nice and still relevant concept for how you can think about your goals. And there's, of course, other concepts as well that are also used in many corporations and companies, like objectives and key results, or in short, OKRs. In our company, we're also using that, at least in the IT. And this is definitely like a big change, and you really have to get familiar with the concept as well. So it might be a little bit of overkill for you on your own, right? But nevertheless, I think the, say, crown structure of having high-level objectives and then a smaller set of, say, concrete results and achievements and, like, goals that fit the SMART concept, I think this is something that you can absolutely transform and use for your individual learning journey. But now let's hear from you, Kate. So how do you usually approach this topic?
Kind of the same. So I do have, let's say, that is why I love December and January so much. It's kind of been my routine for I don't know how many years already. In December, I sit down and go through the list that I've planned in the very beginning of 2023. And I'm trying to analyze what worked out, what did not, and why this had happened. And maybe I would love to take those goals into 2024. And that usually in the very end of December or beginning of January, I'm saying, okay, I'm going to book the whole day in order to really talk to myself, try to understand what I would love to achieve, like my point B. And that I put it into different spheres, different dimensions, yes, right? This is kind of be like, I don't know, like if we're going to step out a little bit of the data science field, that I will be like, this is friends, this is career, this is, I don't know, like books, this is traveling, and so on and so forth. And so I set up the goals for every single dimension that I would have, and that I'm trying to split it into half-half. So for 6 months, the first 6 months and the second 6 months. And then afterward, I have kind of a pyramid so that I'm taking the first 6 months and break it down into 3 months, like quarters. And that I'm working only with the first quarter. In the first quarter, I'm working only with the first quarter. And the first quarter, I'm going to break it down into months, every single month into weeks, and every single week into days. So it sounds like really, I guess, a little bit of overwhelming.
It's definitely sophisticated, yes.
Yeah, but if you are like working only with one quarter, it is going to be just perfect. And one of the tips that I can immediately say is that if you are having the goals, then for me what it helps in order to achieve them is to set up three kind of steps, like three steps that what I would love to do immediately. So for example, if I would love to learn a computer vision on the very advanced level, I would say, okay, I need to set up the platform. Is it going to be Udemy or Coursera? That I say, okay, maybe I need to go through this platform just to check the courses. You know, like kind of predefined job. And those three steps will give you this kind of impulse in order to start. So you will be always have, like, already have this background. So this is how it is working for me.
That's nice. So for me, this sounds like a learning cookie that you can already eat at the very beginning, and that keeps you like kind of motivated to go through with the rest of it as well. And may I ask you, so this sounds like a lot of also organization, right? So where are you keeping such notes? Are you like a handwriting person, or are you like, I'm going to keep all of it digital?
It is an amazing question, because this is something that I wanted to ask you, but that is awesome. Honestly, right now I'm even having goosebumps. Right now I'm in the middle of trying to understand this, because all of my previous setups did not work out pretty much a lot. So I'm having usually a lot of like notes, like kind of diaries. And if you can Google them, you would always find something, yearly goals, diaries, like this, like with, I don't
know, a planner,
like a planner, but actually it's a very sophisticated planner in order to check out your goals and try to align with the plans that you've created for yourself. But also what I love a lot is Notion. This will really keep you like, keeps you organized. And for the planning, kind of weekly planning, monthly planning, I'm using TaskAid. Have you heard of this?
No, actually not.
It's a pretty, maybe we can also put it into like as a reference into links. It's a really, really interesting thing, but I'm using only this like specifically for the planning of the week, because what you would have in there, you would have a board, and on the left side, you will be having all of these tasks that you've planned for yourself in the week, and then you can really break it down into days.
This is actually quite fascinating to hear it from another person, how they really say concretely approach this and take those notes, right? And when you said like this weekly planner, I immediately thought, what's not in my work calendar is not happening. So, you know, this is actually the main calendar that I'm using on a daily basis, right? It's my work calendar. So I do put learning blockers in my work calendar, both for the work as well as also for personal time. Because otherwise, this is like, you know, the one thing that I look at every day, sometimes, you know, multiple times of the day, right? And then I see immediately, hey, Thursday evening, you've planned to do X, Y, Z, right? And this really helps me to just keep track on it and not say run the risk of forgetting to check my personal calendar in on same day and forget to actually check out this course or get started with learning piano or whatever.
No, for me, I guess I have kind of two different personalities because of that, because I have my working calendar and I have my own personal calendar, and then I have Notion, Tascade, and my kind of diary. And it's sometimes it's pretty overwhelming, but
So you can already see there's not the one silver bullet approach to things. And it's also fully okay to change things up after a time if you recognize they're not really working for you. So for example, for 2023, I bought three paper, paperbacks of really nice notebooks. They're beautifully designed. And I felt like, oh, this will definitely motivate me to really track all my weekly goals, monthly goals into them. And it lasted 3 to 4 months, like roughly until April. And now I have a lot of, say, white space in there. I'm still going to use it. But I've noticed I've just transferring time over time into the notes on the iPhone or into Notion as well. And I do maybe feel more familiar with the digital.
I just have a thought that pretty much in order to organize all of this stuff, like all of those goals, and don't forget about that, you really, really need to have a system. And this system must work. And you also have to work with that system as a feedback. And because like if this is not working, then what had happened in there and how you can kind of learn, take like tips out of this part. And for me, it was always why I have kind of a lot of different platforms and things, because sometimes I do have like my diary. It's just right now, right next to me, lying on the table. Sometimes, you know, I do have kind of my own space in Messengers. And for example, if I'm preparing for the podcast or for a conference, I'm usually somewhere like out loud, like, I don't know, somewhere on the streets talking to myself about the ideas that I have in my mind, and that you somehow have to put it somewhere in the digital space in order to not to forget about this. And that you have to put it into your calendar. So you actually have to create a proper task.
A proper process, I would even call it, around it, right? And this might mean different tooling or different formats for different parts of that process. Absolutely. Maybe let's get back a little bit to our goals for this year and how we are planning to, say, concretely keep them. Because what I wonder, Kate, is, you know, for me, it definitely has happened in the past. I was super ambitious in January, not just with work goals, but like with personal life goals, traveling as well, right? And I don't know, writing one LinkedIn post per day and super, super ambitious. And then after some time, just noticing for some of the goals, it maybe was like too much of a stretch. So how do you deal with this when you recognize that, and when you notice, okay, this has been too much? And how do you maybe combat this initial feeling of frustration? It usually does not last long for me, but of course, maybe in the beginning, I'm a little bit disappointed in myself. Hey, Yasmin, why couldn't you keep things up? How do you get out of that zone?
Honestly, I'm still trying to understand this, because I will tell you why I'm saying that. Because usually what I feel is that this zone has not only one layer, it has a lot of layers. Like the one that you got comfortable with schedule, you will see out of sudden that you have a lot of ideas and you need to put it somewhere. And like, this is kind of a second layer of the same bubble. And for me, what I understood for myself is what matters actually is the motivation and the time that I have. So if I set up the goals, I'm also very, very kind of over ambitious sometimes. So this is also what my manager has to keep track on me all the time. So I would not really get out of, I don't know, energy.
Get overwhelmed.
Yeah, definitely. So once you got it on in your kind of schedule, you really need to understand that every single part, for example, in learning, has its own purpose. Because this is my kind of lesson learned from 2023, is that if you're just simply curious about stuff going on around you, it's perfect, it's amazing. You're like a child trying to explore the world. I love that feeling. But if your mind does not understand why you need that, you will, well, for me at least, I will never reach the like point B. Mm-hmm. And that is why for me, if you set up these goals that you need to really understand the purpose, and right now, actually, this is what I'm doing. So once I have a goal, I have a clear purpose. Why am I putting this into my 2024 calendar? So, and that is why all the time when I'm getting frustrated or I'm getting demotivated, I'm going back to this specific goal and notion, checking, okay, that was the purpose. So this is like where I would love to be. And if it still like fires me up, I'm going with that ahead. So I guess it is just having the skill of learning with the feedback. And this is something what I was missing in 2023.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, really nice piece of advice. At that point, it's like really helping me to take a step back and thinking, is this still something that I want to really achieve for the remaining time of the year? And if so, I would redefine the goal and think about, why has it been such a stretch? Was it maybe really just too overambitious? Were there some unforeseen events? Have I maybe not been consistent or disciplined enough? And if so, depending on, you know, where the, say, root cause is, make changes accordingly to the goal. But sometimes it's also okay just to say, this does not serve me anymore. And maybe the the whole purpose has changed for you, why you're actually wanting to accomplish that, right? And then it's also okay to restructure. This feedback loop is the most important thing. And sometimes then, if it's really more, you know, I maybe have not been disciplined or consistent enough, sometimes it helps me to talk to someone else about it, like you or other friends or your significant other, right? Just to talk about it. And this also helps me sometimes just to feel a little bit better and then finding some motivation again. And I can just say, like in sports, and I do personally in my free time, if I'm not sick and cold, I'm going to go to the gym very, very regularly. And there you can also see consistency really is key. Everyone in the fitness area tells you that, right? And I guess in January right now, everyone is again hitting the gym very, very consistently. But it will count who's still there in July. So it's going to be the small things and having some good habits and sometimes just, you know, also pulling through even though you don't have the motivation on the day. And that's what will make the difference maybe in the end. And I'd like to recommend some also books that we've researched together, Kate, right? We will again put them in the show notes. I think we've mentioned it before. There's, for example, Atomic Habits by James Clear. It's kind of really like a modern classic, right? I really, really like it. Then there's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. Again, it's about building the right structures, routines, and habits. And one thing that I also really, really like is Mindset, The New Psychology of Success by Carol S. Dweck. So this is all about kind of what you mentioned, right? Having the clear purpose in your mind and having this vision and then being able to break this down into smaller, more concrete steps.
Well, maybe what I can add, so I had a lot of thoughts right now, Yasmin, while you were talking. So the first one is that maybe it's pretty nice to have a habit tracker. So this is something that I've started implementing. And one of the tricks that I've learned from a psychologist is that it is better kind of to check the checkbox before you're going to do something, because your brain will think of that as if it's already done, even though you know that it's not, and you will have more motivation in order to finish this for today.
Okay.
This is what I'm, this is pretty interesting kind of, you just need to just like trick a little bit your brains.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know what I would have like hypothesized why this is working? I would have thought this is like a debt that you're, you know, like you're checking it even though you haven't done it yet. Yeah. So you kind of have this mental debt that you still have to do it. So that's maybe giving you the last push of actually doing it, because nobody likes to have a debt, right?
Yeah, like, and the second part, I don't remember who actually told this phrase, but it was also one of the influencers. She's really popular in the United States in the time management and the career development. She says something that never let your feelings or mood kind of interfere with your plans. So always be disciplined. This is the outcome of her thoughts. And I really think that it's really important. And this is something that I'm trying to work on this constantly, to really be as disciplined as possible, which is sounds really weird because for a data scientist, we need to be constant. This is something that I remember at work. I'm all the time a little bit mad at people that are not naming their data in the very consistent way that you have to clean it up, doing like data pre-processing and so on and so forth. And right now I'm kind of trapped with the same problem of being consistent.
Yeah, so you never know when it hits you, right? So don't throw around too much accusations. No, everyone can get in these situations, right? But let's put a little more meat to it in German. Mm-hmm. Now, a little bit of German lesson here. Mm-hmm. In German, we have this very weird saying. I think it's more from the Nordic area of Germany to say Butter by the Fische,
which what means is that?
Butter to the fish.
Uh-huh.
And this means like it's now, let's make it concrete. Let's get to the interesting details. What are you concretely planning to learn this year, Kate?
So for me, this like 2024 is going to be, you know, really not really data science related, but more kind of business and talking kind of soft skills related. So in the data science field, what I'm trying to learn is, so the first course that I'm already planning to go through in the very end of January is from Deep Learning AI. So it is TensorFlow developer. And why is that important? So the purpose of that. In 2023, I've been working with software developers in order to develop AI framework. And this is kind of my learning that although I'm a data scientist, I'm not that advanced in the programming as software developers. And with the LLMs, this is kind of my feeling that with the LLMs, the data science industry will go maybe like will be shifted a little bit maybe to these software development skills.
Yeah, or at least this full stack data science kind of, right?
Yeah, kind of, right, yes. And that is why I thought, okay, I need to do that in order to feel myself secure and confident. And I'm going to start doing this on Coursera. And this is really a full course, which is stuck like within of 4 courses. So it is 16 weeks learning.
And it sounds quite more structured, right? And I think that is especially great for people who are just not you relating to you, right? But if you're just starting out, sometimes it really helps to have way more structure than maybe at a later point. So if you're getting into something which is a new topic for you or like a new area, it does help to be a little bit more structured in the beginning.
Then the second part, what I have is the leadership course. And this is something that I'm going to start in the very end of January, I guess, is going to be January 29th. And it will be last up until, I guess, end of March or end of maybe even April. This is kind of leadership dimension. And the third dimension, as I mentioned, is speaking in public and soft skills. So quite recently, I took a course about how better to speak up in public. And the first tip that was told is you have to read kind of a lot of classics, literature in English language, if you want to speak up in English language. Because usually when you are talking, you don't have a concrete plan. So you're not learning by heart the text and you have to improvise a lot. And this is something that would really help you to improvise. So I'm planning to I don't know, to order 3 to 4 books of classics, like, wow. You know, like Shakespeare or something like that, in order to be like really get into the topic. And the fourth dimension is business literature, which is creating personal brand, storytelling from good to great, setting up the goals, genius and outsiders. And there was really interesting book that is just like interesting for me is Quit. It is about the information asymmetry. When you are working as an employee, you always think that starting your own company is kind of has a lot of risks, and staying as an employee has a lot of benefits.
More secure. Mm-hmm.
More secure, yes. But usually it's kind of just information asymmetry, and I'm really quite interested in just to understand the logic behind this book.
Yeah, you've mentioned information asymmetry a couple of times on our episode, so mm-hmm. I can definitely see that you're interested in this concept. And let's think about if you're feeling comfortable in the topic then at some point to have a special episode on this. I would Perfect. Be super interested. I personally, mm-hmm. I'm also so much into psychology mm-hmm. and these kind of concepts of how humans think and how humans learn. I think it's very, very, very cool.
Yeah. What do you have All right.
planned? Yes. I also broke it down into several areas or dimensions. So mm-hmm. First thing was for me, in the area of, say, data science, I definitely also want to go a little bit deeper into the topic of LLMs, not say from the, say, full stack view or a computer mm-hmm. science view, because I feel like at least there I have a little bit of a good overview already, but more into the area of how do you fine-tune and maybe ultimately mm-hmm. also retrain large language models or other generative kinds of models. So going to, for example, this reinforcement learning by human feedback topic a little bit deeper. And there, I also really, really like the short courses from deep learning AI, but I also do think about and consider participating in one of these really longer courses, wow. which of course then I will need to trade off other learnings that I would have done in this time, right? So it's mm-hmm. also still a little bit in planning. What I anyway are 100% doing is I've renewed my Medium membership because mm-hmm. I felt it really did serve me in 2023. I very much enjoyed having access to all of these different articles and blog posts and different viewpoints. And I also really would love to visit 2 or 3 conferences this year, both work-related or also like from a personal kind of perspective. Mm-hmm. Then in the area of business, I would love to get a little bit more into the theory around product management and, of course, then specifically mm-hmm. digital product management. So there's mm-hmm. also a very, very nice book that I've looked up from Marty Kagan called Inspired, How to Create Products Customer Love. And nice. So this is definitely on my reading list. And then a little bit of, say, this leadership psychology track as well. I still mm-hmm. have, and shame on me, I still have this great book from Daniel Kahneman, Thinking Fast and Slow. I think it has been mm-hmm. very well recognized, has been on mm-hmm. all of the bestseller lists. I think it's from 2012, though. So it's already a little bit older. Mm-hmm. But I've never finished it. I already read a couple of chapters in there. And it's all about this kind of concepts of cognition and how we're thinking. It's really mm-hmm. interesting, but it's mm-hmm. also not maybe a super easy read you can do right before yeah. you go to sleep, right? Yeah. So I do really have to plan it in. And that's like on my bucket list to really read this through from beginning to end this year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think that is more or less it. If I do still have the time in the area of software engineering, I would love to go a little bit more again into web applications and web programming, and specifically for the area of how to actually create interaction designs that work with, for mm-hmm. example, large language models. So more of this UI and interactions kind mm-hmm. of area. So mm-hmm. and this is already a lot on the plate, right? But yep. You're going to have to plan it in, and you're going to have to just beat this with structure and then having this regular feedback cycles. And then let's see where we are in uh-huh. the middle and at the end of the year.
Yeah, perfect. That really sounds
We'll keep
amazing.
You posted.
Actually, yes, we can actually do the kind of challenge.
Yes, let's do that. Yeah, you guys, you hold us accountable. Now everyone heard it.
I should not have said it.
Already having first regrets.
Yes.
So in order that Kate and me can show you something then in the middle of the year, we now have to immediately get started on our working on our goals. So you guys, excuse us. We have to have some work to do. We wish you a wonderful start into 2024. I hope this is going to be your year for whatever dimension or area that you chose it to be. And stay healthy, guys. Don't let the cold and flus catch you, and have the best of time, and see you in 2 weeks.
Yep, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This was Diaries of a Data Scientist by Yasmin and Kate. And if you enjoyed the episode, remember to check out our YouTube channel and our LinkedIn pages for more engaging content from the data science world. Thank you for today, and seeing you in the comments.